Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we'll continue to rejoice and be glad in it, for the Lord is good. The Lord is wonderful. The Lord is kind. God is so awesome. And we are thankful to God for another day's journey. And I'm thankful to God for all of you joining me live on the prayer line. Today is day 30. Can you believe it? Day 30, just 10 more days left until our time of prayer and fasting is concluded. Journey's been sweet. I don't know about anybody else, but it's been a sweet journey thus far, and we are thankful to God for it. I thank God for all of you on the line, and I thank God for those who will be joining us later, and I hope and pray that you have been blessed while traveling along this journey with me. Well, beloved, we're going to get right to the word. The word this morning is coming to us from Psalm 31. Psalm 31. In your own personal private time with God, I would that you would read the entirety of this psalm. It is a psalm that will bless your life. If you read it closely, it'll bless your life. But we're gonna look at verses 14 and 15. Psalm 31. Verses 14 and 15, and I'm reading from the NIV version of the Bible. Here's what the word of the Lord says. But I trust in you, Lord. I say, you are my God. My times are in your hands. Deliver me from the hands of my enemies, from those who pursue me. Word of God, people of God, thanks be to God. For just a few minutes, I want to talk about Lord, help. Lord, help. Beloved, the psalmist David is teaching us to pray in times of trouble. David starts the prayer off by taking refuge in the righteousness of God. You look at verse 1. Verse 1 says, in you, Lord, I have taken refuge. Let me never be put to shame. Deliver me in your righteousness. And so David teaches us that in times of trouble, we got to take refuge in the righteousness of God. But even in the hands of God, when we're in the righteous refuge of God, we can still feel down and depressed. In fact, beloved, we can still feel the downward spiral toward depression and anxiety that grips us while we're yet in the hands of God. If you look at verse 9, we can see evidence of how David is dealing, although he is in the hands of God. He says to God, be merciful to me, Lord, verse 9, for I am in distress. My eyes grow weak with sorrow, my soul and body with grief. Verse 10 says, my life is consumed by anguish and my years by groaning. My strength fails because of my affliction and my bones grow weak. Beloved, he is showing us and telling us that even in times of trouble, he knows to pray to God. He takes refuge in the righteousness of God, but yet he is feeling some kind of way. He's feeling sorrowful and overwhelmed. He's feeling depressed. He's feeling consumed by his anguish. He's feeling the afflictions of his time. The Bible says that he feels like my bones have grown weak. Beloved, have you ever prayed for God to resolve the things around you when in reality you needed God to resolve the things that were happening in you? Have you ever prayed, God, take care of the issues that are around the circumference of my life, when the reality is you need God to do a work on the inside of you? And what I love about this psalm is that while David is asking the Lord for help from his enemies. And he shares truly how he feels. The Bible shows us that David, while asking God to take care of his enemies, is also seeking God to take care of what's within. David begins to pivot his prayer. Beloved, that's my prayer for us today, that we learn to pivot our prayers. So the relevant question this morning is, how do we pivot our prayers so that the Lord can truly help us? And how can the Lord help us in areas where we really, really need it? There are three things in this text that I believe will help us to see how to perfectly pivot our prayers so that the Lord can truly help us do whatever we are facing. Beloved, the first thing you've got to do in order to pivot your prayers is you've got to say, Lord, help me rely solely on you. Lord, help me rely solely on you. It's right here, beloved. Look at verse 14. Verse 14 says, but I trust in you, Lord. I say, you are my God. Notice the conjunction there. The conjunction, but, is there. This shows the pivot in his prayer. The prior to all this point, specifically verses 3 through 13, he's just talking about anguish, and he's talking about what's happening to him, and he's talking about what's surrounding him. But he then says, but I trust you. He pivots his prayer. He says, I know how I feel. I know what's going on with me. He shares what's going on with him. When you look at verses 11 through 13, he says, because of all my enemies, I am the utter contempt of my neighbors and an object of dread to my closest friends. Those who see me on the street flee from me. I am forgotten as though I were dead. I have become like broken pottery, for I hear many whispering, terror on every side. They conspire against me and plot to take my life, but I trust in you, Lord. Beloved, if you really want the Lord to help you, if you really want the Lord to do something, not only what's around you, but inside of you, you got to solely rely on God. In other words, tell God how you feel, but still hold on to your faith. I trust you, Lord. He says, I say you are my God. This gives us the image of a shepherd tending weak sheep. The shepherd will not see the sheep destitute. The shepherd will always provide the sheep what they need, and the sheep will rely on the shepherd to oblige. So rely solely on God to handle what's happening around you, and solely rely on God to the things that are happening within you. But there's more here, beloved. If you really want the Lord to help you, if you really want to pray a prayer that pivots to what is needed, to address what's needed in your life, not only must you solely rely on God, but then the second thing is, beloved, Lord, help me release what's beyond me. Lord, help me release what's beyond me. Look at the A clause of verse 15. David says, my times are in your hands. Not only is it important that you must solely rely on the Lord. Lord, you fix it. Lord, you help me. God, you see me through. But then, beloved, you've got to release it into the hands of God. My times are in your hands. David had to release how he was feeling. He had to release his fears as well as his foes. And if you rely solely on God, then release everything into his hands. Beloved, you were not meant, I don't know who this is for, but you were not meant to carry all of this. Some of you have been carrying things so long. You have prayed for God to resolve what's around you, but you have not released unto God the things that you're carrying inside of you. You got to release it to God. You are not meant to carry this heavy load. You are not meant to carry this much weight. You are not meant to bear these burdens by yourself. Lighten your load. Lighten your load. Notice that David says, my times are in your hands. That means my situation, where I am now, and my situation, where I am going according to your plan, is all in your hands. See, if you're really trying to accelerate getting where God has destined for you to go, then you've got to lighten your load so you can get there. You've got to release what you're holding on to and put it in the hands of God. Beloved, we're praying for God to resolve some stuff around us. But what we really need is the Lord to help us release some things into his hands. Loose it and let it go. Here's the final thing, beloved, and I'm praying. Not only is it important that you ask, Lord, help me to rely solely on you. Not only is it important to say, Lord, help me and help me release what's beyond me. But then finally, beloved, you ought to pray, Lord, help me and rescue me from my enemies and myself. Lord, help me and rescue me from my enemies and myself. Look at the B clause of verse 15. He says, deliver me from the hands of my enemies and from those who pursue me. He's asking for deliverance from the hands of his enemies, and he's asking for deliverance from those things or those individuals who pursue me. Rescue me, Lord, so that your glory can be revealed. And sometimes, beloved, the rescue is not only from your foes, but the rescue is sometimes from yourself. Sometimes we can hold ourselves back from the revealing of the glory of God being evident and seen in our lives. It's right here, beloved, when you ask God to rescue you, then you're asking God, Lord, show me and reveal to me your glory. Look at verses 16 and 17. It says, let your face shine on your servant. Save me in your unfailing love. And it says, let me not be put to shame, Lord, for I have cried out to you. But let the wicked be put to shame and be silent in the realm of the dead. It is important, beloved, that when you ask the Lord to rescue you, and when you ask the Lord to reveal his glory to you, that what God will do to help keep you in perfect peace is he will allow you to remember what the Lord has already done. I'm going to share this and I'm praying. Verse 21 and 22 says, praise be to the Lord, for he showed me the wonders of his love when I was in a city under siege. In my alarm, I said, watch what he says, I am cut off from your sight. Yet you heard my cry for mercy when I called to you for help. Lord, help. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come this morning grateful and thankful for the opportunity to come before your presence. Now, God, we pray that, Lord, whatever is around us that needs resolving, that you would move your mighty hand, Lord God, to give us what we stand in need of. But, Lord, we pray as well that if there's something not only around us, but if there's something within us that we need to address, help us to address it, Lord. Lord, move in our lives so that we can solely rely on you. Lord, move in our lives, Lord Jesus, so that we might not, Lord God, carry such a heavy load, but release it, Lord God, into your hands. And then, Lord, rescue us. not only from our enemies, but rescue us from ourselves, that we might be found right in your sight. Restore unto us, Lord, all that we stand in need of. Reveal and help us to recall the victories of the past as we await the victories that will come in the present and in the future. God, we love you. We adore you. We bless you and honor you this morning. Lord, help us in the places where we need it. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And thank God. Listen, if you prayed that prayer with me, the Lord is coming to your rescue right here and right now. Y'all be blessed today, day 30. Lord, help me in my time of need. Amen.